Yeah, I just got my head dinged a little bit, a couple plays in a row on the fumble and then on the catch. So, you know, feeling all right.
Coach Shanahan afterwards expressed how embarrassed he was. Where does this rank for you in terms of embarrassing losses?
Yeah, right up there with some of my college defeats I had that were pretty embarrassing. You know, all you can do is go back to work and correct your mistakes and move on and try to get better.
That's the way this game works, though. You dig an early hole, you try and get yourself back into it. Things like this happen.
And just snowballs. You know, we were right there. We're doing some good things early, and we're just weren't executing very well there at the end. You know, finishing off drives and doing the little things we need to do as offense to put more points on the board.
I think what people are worried about right now, it seems to be the same problems. Special teams, red zone offense, run defense. I mean, you could speak for the red zone offense. Why does it continue to be a problem?
I don't know. You know, we're out there working hard and trying to correct the mistakes. And, you know, we just got to go out there and do a better job. You know, we got to buy and we got to come off that buy and put this game behind us and get better. And I think we play Pittsburgh and get ready for them.
Is this a welcome week off? Do you need this week off?
I'd like to get out there and play again, you know, and put this bad taste behind us. But we got a week off. We got to use it to our advantage and get better.
As ugly as it looks, Brandon, you're only half game out of the division lead.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put it in perspective. It's never as bad as it seems, and it's never as good as it seems. And you got to understand that. So we just got to get back to work and put this behind us and move on.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Brandon, how much are you in disbelief that this franchise, not so much this team, this franchise lost 41-3?
It's embarrassing, you know, to say the least. And, you know, just got to get back to work and try to get better.
As a veteran team, I mean, how do you do that?
You know, when the game's over, you got to watch the film, learn from your mistakes, and put it behind you whether you win or lose. So you got to have a sharp memory in this league.
A little surreal to see this stadium well over half empty going into the fourth quarter.
You know, I don't blame them at all. I wouldn't have stayed around to watch that.
Brandon, do you feel okay? Your head?
Yeah, I just got dinged and feel a little woozy, but, you know, I don't think it's anything serious.
Did they say it was a concussion?
I haven't really got a – I don't know if it was a full concussion or just a slight one, or I don't know what – kind of diagnosis they make on those.
Offensively, how tough is it? I know you guys only scored three, but it's kind of, you were put in a tough spot. If you know what's coming, right? How tough does that make offense?
I just thought we could have done a lot better job executing. You know, thought we had a very good game plan, and we just didn't execute it well enough to put points on the board. And that comes back to us as a whole offense. We need to get better and do a better job of putting 7 points on the board.
Brandon, just a moment ago, Coach said that was maybe the most embarrassing loss you've ever
had. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing good about that game all around the board, all three aspects of the game. You know, we just got to get better.
Is it better with a bye week to try and forget that one?
No, I'd rather play, you know, as quick as possible and put the bad taste behind us. But we got to buy, and we have to use it to our advantage and try to get better and go to work this week and try to correct our mistakes.
Thanks, man. Coach talked a lot about character. That's going to be tested right now.
Yeah, I mean, you have to learn the veterans. They all know, they've been around, that it's never as good as it seems and it's never as bad as it seems. So you just got to go out there and correct your mistakes and move on and get ready for Pittsburgh.
And all of these things you look at as correctable mistakes?
Yeah, they're all correctable. You know, it just seems like we keep doing them over and over, and that's on us as players. We got to stop doing it and correct our mistakes.